The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of Jesus' disciples who were listening said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if we were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe, and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you, that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father." As a result, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied him. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord. My dear friends in Jesus Christ, the little boy was waiting for his mother to come out of the grocery store. As he waited, he was approached by a man who asked, "Son, can you tell me the way to the post office?" The boy replied, "Sure, just go straight down the street a couple of blocks and turn to right." The man thanked the boy kindly and said, The man thanked the boy kindly and said, "I am the new pastor in this town. I would like you to come to the church on Sunday. I will show you how to get into heaven." The little boy replied with a chuckle, "Oh, come on, you don't know even to go to the post office, how can you show the way?" Yes, my dear friends, the main theme of today's reading is the Christian life is a series of daily choices for God as we choose to live out or reject the truth He has revealed through the prophets in the Old Testament, and especially through His Son, Jesus Christ, in the New Testament. The reading reminds us that the fundamental choice we make determines how we live our lives. Today, we too are challenged to decide whom we will serve as our God. The first reading of today, Joshua challenged the people of Israel to decide whom they will serve as their God. The God of their fathers, the God of Amorites, in whose country they were then dwelling, or the God of Israelites, who has done so much for them. Joshua reminds the people of Israel what God has done for them in rescuing them from the slavery in Egypt and providing for the survival in desert and giving them victory over the enemies. Joshua challenged the people of Israel to decide then and there whom they will serve, the God of their fathers. The decision for God should be reflected in their fidelity to the terms of the covenant, that is, law. The Joshua set the example for the rest of the Israelites. He said, "As for me, my family will serve only the Lord." We too are asked today whether or not we choose to remain in discipleship to Jesus. Today's gospel, when some of the disciples ceased following Jesus because they found hard in his teaching and they are not able to accept Jesus' teaching, Jesus turned towards the disciples and asked them, "Do you want to go away?" The Simon Peter answered, "Lord, whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And we believe that you are the Holy One of God." In his confession, Peter made three assertions. Peter and other disciples had been with Jesus for some time. They heard lips utter words of forgiveness. They have seen the power of his words when he cast out demons from the people. They have seen his touch healing the sick. They have seen his touch raising the dead. All that is human in a person, they have seen it in Jesus. All that is noble in a person, they have seen it in Jesus. All that is spiritual in a person, they have seen it in Jesus. All that is eternal in God, they have seen it in Jesus. That is the reason Peter said, "Lord, whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." What are we looking for in life? Are you looking for forgiveness? Jesus forgives you. Are you looking for guidance? Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Are we looking for peace? Jesus is our peace. Are you looking for rest? He says, "Come to me, all who are burdened and heavily, I will give you the rest." So, my dear friends, whatever is your question, Jesus is the answer. Whatever you want in your life, Jesus is the fulfillment. So, all that person needs in life, Jesus can provide you. That is why, seek first Jesus and everything will be added to you. When we seek God first in our life, everything will be granted to us. In the Gospel of John said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh." He said, "The heaven and the earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." Yes, my dear friends, Jesus broke his body and shed his blood so that we all have the eternal life. He said, "Whoever eats of my flesh and drinks of my blood will have eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. Anyone who believes in Jesus and partakes worthily in the Eucharist will have eternal life." Yes, my dear friends, Jesus is the final, ultimate spokesperson of God. He is the final and ultimate prophet. He is the spokesman. He speaks God's final answer to man's question. He said, "I will raise them a prophet among their brethren like you, Moses, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he will speak to them all that I have commanded you." Yes, my dear friends, there are a lot of similarities between Jesus and Moses. Both reflected the glory of God on the mountain. From the mountain where he talked to God, Moses gave the people the law of God. From the mountain, Jesus gave the new law in the Sermon on the Mountain. It is interesting that both of them were fasting 40 days and 40 nights before giving the Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mountain. That is why the book of Exodus says Moses were there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights without eating and drinking water. Yes, my dear friends, Moses fed the people with manna from heaven. Jesus fed the multitude with the bread he created by heavenly power. So, my dear friends, Peter recognized this fact. He knew that Jesus was a prophet. Somebody more than a prophet, he was the Messiah. In the touch of Jesus, Peter saw the touch of God. In the words of Jesus, he saw the life-giving, eternal Word of God. In the person of Jesus, he saw the glimpse of the glory of God. So, my dear friends, therefore he said, "We believe and we know that you are the Holy One of God, and let us confess and assert with the Peter, Lord, whom shall we go? You are the words of eternal life, and we believe that you are the Holy One of God. Amen."